I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And joining me this morning is, we're going to call him one of the great wonders and treasures of Connecticut, Skip Barber, the president and owner of Lime Rock Park. It's a beautiful place to visit. If you love cars, you love being outdoors, I don't think there's a better place to go in this state to be part of the car and racing culture. So, Skip, thank you for joining me this morning. How have you been during this?
Well, first off, thank you for being so kind. It, of course, has been difficult for us. We have traditionally three major race events a year starting Memorial Day. We've had to reschedule them all for obvious reasons, and we're doing them all in the fall. The first one is our historic event, our old car event, beautiful, beautiful cars. That's Labor Day weekend. And then the following weekend, we're doing our IMSA race, which is the race for the fastest modern sports cars. Usually a disaster to do two major events in a row. Nobody wants to do that. But since they're so different, the vintage cars and then the super fast modern cars, well, they might be really kind of neat. And we're going to end up selling a ticket that lets you come to the race to race day each weekend. You know, we'll do some kind of deal for that. We just decided today to do that. Well, we decided middle of last week.
That's excellent. I mean, people are itching to get outdoors and, you know, kind of start to resume life as normal, as safely as we could. So, you know, watching some cars go around the track that we could, I guess, mostly dream about ever owning or driving, there's no better place to do that than Lime Rock, in my mind.
It's certainly as beautiful a racetrack as any in the world. If you've never been to a place like that, when you think racetracks, you usually think ovals, grandstands, assigned seats. We don't have any seats. We're all rolling grassy hills and blankets and lawn chairs and moving around from place to place, not being stuck any one place. And, of course, it's all outdoors. And it's, you know, with no big walls, it's safe.
You know, that's one of the things I always liked about Lime Rock. You know, people, like I said, people picture racetracks. Everyone's going in a circle turning left. Lime Rock's not like that. I mean, the drivers especially must really enjoy that challenge and the different aspects of a place like Lime Rock versus just going around in a giant circle.
Right. Well, first you turn both directions. and their elevation changes. I mean, we have a sudden difficult uphill and a long, fast downhill, fast corners, slow corners. It's a huge challenge.
You know, and Lime Rock's been around a while, so I'm sure that when people realize or understand that they're going to be driving at Lime Rock, the history of the park and the significance of it in the racing world has got to be pretty special for some of these drivers that are taking the course for a first time.
Yeah, we're one of the oldest road racing tracks. That's what they're called in the U.S. Lime Rock was built in 1957 and, you know, has operated every year since then. I'm saying it over and over, but it is a spectacularly beautiful place. Think park. Don't think racetrack.
And that's it. It's nestled in, you know, the woods and the fields, and it's a different view. And that's the thing, depending on where you're sitting on the track, you can get a completely different view and experience.
And you can move from one spot to another, which is one of the advantages of being a relatively short track. We're a mile and a half, and you can walk around that pretty easily.
So what are some of the, you know, we've named a couple of the great events, but, you know, what's a couple that are coming up that people should really throw on their calendar, if not all of the events, to get out? Because, like you said, you guys are starting to reopen. You had to reschedule some stuff. You know, what's a little bit of info? So if I'm, you know, thinking of taking my kids there, you know, how do I go about getting to one of the races or one of the events that are coming up?
Well, first I would tell you, I think you can do that safely. We are being absolute fanatics about social distancing and wearing masks. We haven't been allowed to have big spectator events yet. Right now, the Connecticut, and we're in phase two opening, you can have groups of 100. Now, that means you're going to have multiple groups of 100. The groups just have to be separated. It should change to 250 when Connecticut goes into phase three fairly soon. And basically, we can do a big event if people are careful. And wear a mask. We'll take everybody's temperature when they come in. Anyhow, the first big event this year is Labor Day weekend. That's the historic event. Then the following week, September 12th, is the IMSA event. That's the big modern fast sports cars. That's Ferraris against Porsches, against Lamborghinis, you know, McLarens, blah, blah, blah.
The stuff you might not see every day on 84 in Hartford. Well, none of the cars you're really going to see on 84 going through Hartford most days.
Yes, right. And then we have another event in the middle of October.
See, and that's the thing, you know, especially my kids are starting to get to that point. They're becoming, I don't want to say car fanatics, but they're getting interested in stuff like that. So to bring them to an event like that, or either one of them, the supercars or the classic cars, which, you know, have their lineage in racing and proven themselves, there's something interesting and fascinating to see the younger generation look at these cars and understand, you know, there wasn't the modern safety and enjoyment aspects of driving some of these old cars. You drove to enjoy driving, and I think that's lost in a lot of these modern day cars until you get to the supercar level where people really enjoy driving them for the driving experience.
It's unfortunately just such a limited experience because they're so expensive. Hey, incidentally, when you talk about bringing your kids under 16 are free, and the end result is we have a really young audience, which is great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the one thing. I have a classic Volkswagen, a 74 Beetle, and, you know, doing the car shows over the years with the kids, and it's, well, where's this? No, that didn't exist back then. You're lucky, you know, you have windows that go down. You have to do it by hand. You wanted to unlock the passenger door. You have to reach over to do it. You know, so it's interesting to see that younger generation taking such a liking in cars and classic cars and the history of the automobile.
I have a grandson who, when he was about 7, got in an old Fiat I have, same vintage as your VW. And he started fiddling with things, and there was this thing on the door he started turning. And all of a sudden said, the window's going up. You know, just, what?
It's, you know, it's interesting. Unfortunately, like you said, you know, that interest, I'd always joke, you know, in 10, 15, 20 years, what are car shows going to look like? You know, people don't collect or cherish cars like they used to anymore. And I kind of feel bad for the next generation coming up that there's not going to be that tie to driving, the freedom. Now it's just taken for granted.
Right. Let me tell you about something that'd be good to realize. On the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, our vintage car weekend, we have a concours, which is a show of really special cars, and a gathering of the marks, which is a lot of car clubs coming with their friends with similar cars. And we'll have 1,000 cars, all pretty interesting. That's a good day for a car guy at Lime Rock.
And that's the, you know, going to these car shows, what I enjoyed about going to the shows or the cruise nights the best here in Bristol, we used to have a cruise night, is just the stories. You know, if you go to a especially if you go to a normal car show, but you pull in with a Volkswagen, the stories that people tell, I think that's the greatest thing about the car culture, is the stories.
Correct.
And, you know, I'm sure there's a few great Lime Rock stories that you'd be able to tell us about. But one thing that a lot of people know you for is the Skip Barber Racing School. Is that still going on right now, or are you still trying to figure that out with COVID right now?
Well, it's going on. It's not going on with me. I sold that some time ago. I made a mistake in selling it, one, and then I sold it to the wrong guys. Since then, it's changed hands just a couple of years ago, and some really decent guys are running it. But, you know, they've had a tough time this year because they use Lime Rock, but they use some other tracks, and like two tracks in Florida. Good luck with that right now.
Yeah, right now, that's not an easy adventure to get to that.
Right. But they're doing okay, and they're good guys.
That's good. That's something, you know, growing up that in Connecticut, we always heard about was your racing school and stuff like that. And, you know, I just wanted to check in on that. So that's good.
Thank you.
And one thing I always ask people, you know, near the end of the interview is, Lime Rock Park, if people are going up there, what's one of the hidden gems? What's one of those little things that you think people don't know enough about that you want people to get a little sense of when they visit Lime Rock?
Okay, this might not be answering your question, but the first thing that occurred to me when you started to ask it was this is Lime Rock's in a beautiful part of Litchfield County. And there's almost no way you can get to Lime Rock without taking really nice roads. So it's in a beautiful area, nice roads, main routes driving along the Housatonic. So all that part, a day in the country, even before you get there, is nice. And we're in the middle of a small town. So that part's good. The other good part, or the thing I think you'd most notice, it's in a valley, and just you go in and look around. It's surrounded by big hills. It's just a spectacular sight. It's hard not to have that hit you right off.
And I think that brings us back to one of the things, you know, driving. It's not the destination. It's the adventure getting there. And just driving to Lime Rock, the roads and the scenery, and then you get there. And it's a whole new experience that kind of encompasses what you just went through getting to Lime Rock. Because like you said, it's in, you know, we'll call it the quiet corner of Connecticut, the frozen corner in the winter. And it is. It's a you don't feel like you're in Connecticut when you're up there. But then all of a sudden, there's this historic racetrack in the middle of this valley that just you have to take it in. And I mean, it's a beautiful place to go. Limerock.com. There's directions. Like I said, it's off the beaten path, but it's a place that you need to visit off the beaten path to really understand. Like if you took Lime Rock and just plopped it in the middle of a city, I don't think it would have the meaning and the staying power that it's had.
I think you're right. Of course, you couldn't do that. You know, it takes up too much land, but you're right.
So Skip Barber, again, joining me, president and owner of Lime Rock Park. It's a beautiful place, the views and just the scenery. And then, you know, you throw some gorgeous cars in there. What else can you want?
Thank you, Joey. Actually, we have pretty good food, too.
Oh, yes, you know, the food and just everything. And that's go there and don't go there to plan on spending, a morning or an afternoon. Spend the day, especially, the events are going on. And like you said, you can walk around and different views, different seats, and it's a completely different racetrack depending if you're sitting on a corner, a straightaway, a downhill. take it all in. There's nothing that's stopping you at Lime Rock from just enjoying, like you said, the tradition, the beauty, and the speed. It's a beautiful place to visit. And I hope we can get some people out there for the Labor Day event, you know, September. And like you said, there's more coming in October. We got fireworks coming up. So there's just something for everyone. LimeRock.com. Mr. Skip Barber, president and owner of Lime Rock Park, I appreciate you joining me this morning. Thank you very much, sir.
And thank you, Joey. Take care.
And again, that was Skip Barber, president and owner of Lime Rock Park, where tradition and beauty equals speed. Once again, thanks for joining me this morning on At Home in Connecticut. If you have anything that you would like me to discuss, you can email me at WTICcomments@entercom.com. That's WTICcomments@entercom.com. And remember, in a future show, we got some winners coming up for the Kids Out and About Hartford area poll result. So stay tuned for that. I'll be joined by Deborah Ross to talk to some of the winners of that poll and what makes them a little bit special. And remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.